Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. You know, I like to say Harrisburg feels, for years I've said this, galaxies far, far away. It is, right? But so much you've noticed of our life here. I mean, who's this guy Wolf? What the heck's going on here? We've been through that for a year. You see the consequence. Well, we have friends there. State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill was with us before on an issue. And we went to her because she seems to be involved in a lot of the bills that are meandering about around now the next battle, post-vaccination, at least getting that done. What kind of restrictions might be on people? Who's planning to do that or threaten that? And how does all that square up with individual liberty? She joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, State Senator, thank you very much for joining us today.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on your program again, Dom. It's great to join you and your listeners. It's hard to believe we spoke about a month ago on this topic, so I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to update your listeners.
Well, thank you, because you're in the center of this, and there are issues at the core that revolve around this, but they keep on changing a bit. And we saw there was a lot of back and forth, I did anyhow, in various bills. So what can you tell us? What is top of mind in Harrisburg around COVID at this point?
Well, let's talk about vaccine passports. We introduced the bill late last week to ban the state as well as any county, municipality, or school district from requiring these vaccine passports. And as your listeners, I'm sure, are probably well aware, vaccine passports are essentially a smartphone app you download to show that you have proof of the vaccine. I don't believe, and I think many of my colleagues here in the Senate and over in the House don't believe, that the heavy hand of government should continue to rule supreme and that this app is a bridge too far. We have about 15 colleagues signed on to co-sponsor Senate Bill 618, and I think that your listeners have a huge opportunity next week to weigh in on the constitutional amendments that are going to be presented on the ballot. I think that's going to be an opportunity to bring some common sense back to what happens here in Harrisburg. On May 18th, voters are going to get that chance to weigh in on two proposed constitutional amendments, and they're going to restore checks and balances that have been sorely lacking. And keep in mind that the governor came out and he said he's not going to push vaccine passports.
Yes.
So in my mind, this bill is a no-brainer, right? If you're not going to push them, sign the bill. That's great. One of the Democrats over in the House said, oh, this is just a distraction. Really? So to companies that are trying to reopen, I think they would hardly call this a distraction. They would look at it as protection. Over the last 14 months, all we have seen is shifting guidance, a lack of transparency, complete frustration by the people of Pennsylvania. And my doors have been open during the majority of this pandemic, helping people that have never navigated unemployment compensation benefits, helping people work through the business waiver process, working with our locally owned bars and restaurants. It's been so difficult for so many all across our Commonwealth. And then the vaccine rollout came. That shifted several times over. And do you know what? When that rollout finally improved? It was when the legislature was brought in. And I said this to my husband. I said, you know, the governor wants to work with the legislature now on this. This is not a good sign. This can't be good.
Oh, no.
But
no.
We went from having no plan at all. Dom, we were one of two states that had a comprehensive vaccine rollout plan right before the vaccines were given their emergency authorization. Right? We knew this was going to happen. You had to be living under a rock. You know, President Trump came out. He did, that operation to move swiftly into vaccine production. We knew this was coming. We had no plan. We were ranked 49th at getting vaccine shots into arms. Today, we're in the top 10. But people need greater transparency. People expect that their government, especially in a time of crisis, is going to give them that transparency. So here's what I want your listeners to know. In just a few minutes at 10:30, I'm chairing a hearing of the Senate Communications and Technology Committee on this massive data breach that the third-party entity in charge of our state's contact tracing program has allegedly committed. Last summer, the Commonwealth entered into a $22 million contract with a vendor based in Georgia to do the contact tracing. So if you have COVID-19, this entity calls you and they ask you, you know, where have you been? Who have you been around? They get all your information. We also found out that this vendor is asking your age, your gender, your sexual orientation, your phone number, your email address, your COVID-19 diagnosis. We have so many questions. We found out 72,000 Pennsylvanians had this very personal health care information exposed. So our hearing was set to feature the Department of Health, but on Friday at 6 p.m., they backed out of this hearing. So we're going to raise these much-needed questions at our hearing. We're going to get them on the record. People need answers. And here's the kicker, Dom. This entity exposed 72,000 records, and this vendor gets to ride out their contract until July 31st. Why in the heck is this contract not being shredded? And where's the Attorney General? Why is he not filing a lawsuit? This is a massive intrusion into people's private health records. We've had no transparency into who's impacted. I'll answer you.
And then thank God you're doing this, and I'm so glad you came on to this day of all days. It's because it's not being covered. I would not have known this, and we're on top of most everything. State Senator here, the Inquirer and others don't deign to tell that. And again, we're in a cyber age where this information has to be protected in this manner. The contract definitely should be abridged at this point, or at least ceased until there's a full hearing on this. There's no way this outfit should continue.
I completely agree with you. I'm sitting here saying, what in the world is going to happen to all of these records after this pandemic is over? Who has that information? You know, and people want to do the right thing, and they have some level of trust. And this is a breach of trust with the people of this Commonwealth.
So what is going to, are you going to ask that today? I mean, what's the grand plan once this is over to get rid of all these records? Why would we keep them at that point?
Sadly, again, I was called by the Department of Health, and they informed me that they are no longer going to be testifying at this hearing. And I think the opportunity for them to provide transparency has been lost. And these questions remain. And, you know, the department claimed that they were made aware of the security breach recently. They notified the General Assembly on April 29th. We have been told through news media out of Pittsburgh that the department was made aware back in February.
Wow.
And that they have emails that they were shown that says the company had concerns raised to them back in February. It's now mid-May. And no surprise to you, this vendor apparently is also conducting similar efforts in New York State. And we had this conversation with regard to vaccine passports last month when we talked. When you see it happen in New York, it's like a hurricane tracking up the coast. You know, Philly's going to get rain, right? Here we are once again going, it happened in New York. Shocker. It's happening here. And I think that as Pennsylvanians continue to have more questions, that the committee has to take any action necessary to provide the transparency that has been lacking and ask those important questions. Look, and if that includes issuing a subpoena, if we can't get the answers that the people of Pennsylvania are rightfully entitled to, then we're going to do it.
Makes sense in a couple of minutes, too. And please let us know the results of this today, if you can, your office. Parting question for you, too. It's starting here, and I assume in Harrisburg, there's no science to Governor Wolf saying, open up on Memorial Day. It's just another day. And, you know, there's nothing to that. And we see people here saying, my God, businesses, everything else are hurting. Open up. All right. If you have to say, all right, we got to get the mechanism by Monday. But why couldn't we open up on Thursday and Friday this week? There's no science connected to it.
Couldn't agree with you more. And actually, Senator Scott Martin from Lancaster County drafted a letter. We sent it off the end of last week asking for that very thing. We know how important this weekend is going to be. My goodness, our businesses, our people have struggled and suffered under the second most restrictive economic shutdown in the entire United States. And it is time. They need this weekend, and we remain hopeful. The governor has acknowledged receipt of the letter. We remain hopeful that we're going to make that happen.
Well, thank you, State Senator. Have a great hearing today. Thanks for bringing us that. And again, we'll be looking to see who says what today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Dom. Always a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners.
Same here. State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.